You're listening to SBS News.
The federal government's announcement of a $20 million fund to help solve Australia's waste problem follows last week's agreement between the Commonwealth and the states and territories to phase out the export of waste, plastic, paper, glass and tyres. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says young Australians won't let him forget the importance of recycling plastic.
12% of our plastics are recycled in this country. That is a figure that we have to change for the future, and that is a figure we can change. We have the wit, we have the companies, and we certainly have the waste. There are a few issues that are raised more with me by kids than plastics in the ocean. I know mine do on a daily basis, almost.
The announcement comes amidst the recycling crisis in Victoria, sparked by the collapse of major processor SKM, which forced several councils to send material to landfill. The Victorian state government says it will throw Victorian councils an $11 million lifeline to help pay the higher fees that they'll have to pay other operators. But the CEO of the Victorian Waste Management Association, Peter Anderson, says it was the fault of the councils themselves who went with SKM's cheaper deal. He told radio station 2GB that while the state is bailing out the councils, smaller operators will miss out.
The people we're talking about are specific in certain sectors of the waste industry, the waste and recycling industry, and they're small business operators. They're people that have been subcontracted by SKM to do certain types of work at certain times. It's those people now that find themselves without work at all and without any payment.
China's decision last year to ban the importation of foreign waste has also caused recycling woes for Australia. Malaysia then became the leading alternative destination for plastic waste, but now Malaysia has begun sending back the waste to its country of origin, saying that some of the plastic scrap sent to Malaysia was in breach of international treaties. So what will Australia do with the waste that's coming back, not to mention the nearly 700,000 tonnes of new plastic waste produced every year by Australians? Industry Minister Karen Andrews says converting waste into products benefits the environment and will create jobs.
What we want to do in Australia is build the industry researcher collaboration and connections and make sure that we are looking at innovative ways to recycle and to build our waste recycling industry here in Australia. So this is an industry of the future.
She says it's an industry that could become a significant job creator.
If you're interested in the jobs of the future, waste recycling is going to deliver that to you. And when we're recycling waste in Australia, it's going to generate three times as many jobs than if that waste was recycled elsewhere.
Speaking at the Council of Australian Governments meeting in Cairns earlier this month, Mr. Morrison said doing nothing is not an option.
This stuff won't change unless you say there's going to be a point in time where you're not going to be able to put this stuff in a ship and send it off to someone else. So we've got to start thinking about what we're going to do when that happens. Now, I would like that date to be as soon as is practicable, and I think that is a view shared amongst all leaders here today. But it's got to be done in partnership and consultation with industry.
The federal government's $20 million funding will be made available through its Cooperative Research Centres Projects Grants. Alan Lee, SBS News.